Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here, we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, the biolab plant in Conyers is closing. President Donald Trump's big, beautiful bill hits a roadblock. And the parents of a Georgia woman lost in the California wilderness for weeks describe how they felt when they learned she was safe.
It's hard to contain your tears and your excitement in the middle of clothes shopping.
I just grabbed somebody and said, "Can I hug you?"
Today is Friday, May 16th. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. Chemical maker Biolab is closing its plant in Metro Atlanta's Rockdale County. A September fire at the plant closed the interstate, canceled classes at area schools, and forced thousands of residents to shelter in place as a chemical cloud moved around Atlanta's suburbs. In a short statement this afternoon, the company said, quote, "Considering our future business needs," unquote, it will not restart the facility. For the complete Biolab story, check out GPB's podcast, Manufacturing Danger. Northeast Georgia Congressman Andrew Clyde was among House Republicans who voted no on President Donald Trump's all-encompassing mega bill in the House Budget Committee. The panel this morning threw up a huge roadblock on the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, a budget plan of tax breaks and spending cuts advancing Trump's agenda. Clyde voted with four other renegade conservatives seeking steeper cuts, especially to Medicaid and to Biden-era green energy tax breaks. Clyde said Congress has laid out, quote, bold priorities, including on border security and strengthening the military.
We're also committed to ensuring the final package is fiscally responsible, right-sizing government, and putting our fiscal future back on track. Unfortunately, the current version falls short of these goals and fails to deliver the transformative change that Americans were promised. Substantive improvements are needed. And I look forward to working with this committee and our House Republican conference to make sure we deliver.
The GOP holdouts vowed to work over the weekend on changes to secure their support. The bill is teetering at a critical moment. House Speaker Mike Johnson is determined to resolve the problems with the package that he believes will inject a dose of stability into a wavering economy. Democrats call the bill, quote, bad economics. They emphasize that millions of people would lose their health coverage and food stamp assistance if the bill passes, while the wealthiest Americans would reap enormous tax cuts. The Atlanta Community Food Bank is bracing for a drop in federal support, just as demand for food assistance continues to rise. Officials say cuts to a USDA program could reduce food volume by up to 10% over the next year. In response, Atlanta-based Gas South raised $65,000 during National Volunteer Month and contributed more than 1,700 hours of service to nonprofits across the region. The donation comes as the food bank reports a 14% increase in households served compared to this time last year. A 27-year-old Georgia woman who went missing for nearly 3 weeks in a remote California wilderness area was found yesterday. The owner of a resort in California's Eastern Sierra found Tiffany Slayton of Middle Georgia's Jeffersonville safe inside one of the resort's cabins. The cabins had been shut down for the winter, but the staff had left the doors unlocked just in case a wayward hiker needed shelter. Resort owner Christopher Gutierrez said he found Slayton when he returned to the cabins to prepare them for the spring season.
We see the door open, and I see some shoes down there. I'm like, okay, well, it's just a hiker who decided to, you know, hold up in the blizzard that we had that previous night. And as soon as we start making our way there, here comes Tiffany. She pops out, deer in the headlights, didn't say a word, just ran up, and all she wanted was a hug. It was a pretty surreal moment, and that's when I knew that's when I realized who this was.
Gutierrez gave Slayton a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and called authorities, who brought her to a hospital for evaluation. Authorities said she was hungry and dehydrated, but otherwise in good condition. Slayton's parents, Bobby and Fredrina Slayton, said they got the news of their daughter's safe recovery while they were out shopping.
It's hard to contain your tears and your excitement in the middle of clothes shopping.
Yeah, I think I know for me, I saw a lady and their Bobby was crying and I didn't know what was going on. And I just grabbed somebody and said, "Can I hug you?" And I did. I was crying and hugging and I felt so bad. I mean, I feel bad thinking back to that lady, but she was just somebody that was close and I needed to hug somebody. So whoever you were, thank you.
Reunited with her daughter today, Fredrina Slayton posted reunion photos on social media and wrote that Tiffany was in good spirits. In spite of weight loss and other issues, a Fresno County Sheriff's spokesperson said it was the longest that he had seen a missing person survive in such remote and icy conditions. Authorities say they plan on interviewing her to learn more about her experience. Visitors to Georgia's artificial reefs contributed more than $8 million to the coastal economy in 2023. That's according to a study from the University of Georgia's Marine Extension and Sea Grant. GPB's Devins Wald reports.
46 artificial reef sites made from materials like concrete rubble, metal hold vessels, and even martyr rail cars sit in waters off the Georgia coast. They're managed by the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, and they support marine life habitats. The sites attract anglers and divers who spend money, says Eugene Frimpon, principal investigator of the study.
We want to understand the cost of transportation to these reef sites. If they purchase, for example, the fuel, the time that they even travel to these artificial reef sites, if they spend overnight, how much they spend on hotel.
The study also estimated the artificial reef program could grow, generating up to $139 million in net benefits over the next 50 years. For GPB News, I'm Devins Wald.
The federal government is seeking public comment as it considers extending Georgia's Pathways to Coverage program through 2030. Started by Governor Brian Kemp in 2023, it offers Medicaid coverage to low-income adults, but includes a work requirement. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
Since its launch in July 2023, less than 3% of those eligible, or 7,000 Georgians, have enrolled in health care coverage using a Medicaid waiver. Whitney Griggs is with Georgians for a Healthy Future. She says the administrative burden is preventing people from enrolling and is leaving more people without access to health care.
Lots of folks who are eligible lose their coverage because they run into some sort of an administrative roadblock trying to submit their qualifying activity or, you know, prove their address or even just, you know, fill out the basic application.
Congress is considering similar changes as it looks to make cuts to Medicaid. The public comment period goes through June 1st. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge.
Federal prosecutors in Savannah announced a sprawling indictment yesterday against a large group of alleged gang members, charging them with a wide range of both violent and financial crimes, GPB's Benjamin Payne reports.
30 alleged members and associates of the so-called Sex Money Murder Gang are named in the indictment, which was unsealed Thursday in Savannah Federal Court. David Jaffe leads the Justice Department's Violent Crime and Racketeering Division. He says the gang, a subgroup of the Bloods, used brutal tactics to ensure its rules while running a drug trafficking operation in Metro Savannah.
This included the execution-style murder of a young man getting off the school bus, returning from school in his school uniform, where the gang intercepted him as he got off the bus, took him to a secluded area, and shot him in the head and executed him.
Prosecutors also allege the Sex Money Murder Gang ran a sophisticated fraud scheme that abused federal programs, including small business relief, during the COVID-19 pandemic. For GPB News, I'm Benjamin Payne in Savannah.
A few business stories of note. Atlanta-based cable giant Cox Communications is merging with Connecticut-based Charter Communications in one of the nation's largest corporate deals in over a year. The companies announced the $34 billion agreement today. The deal would combine two of the nation's top three cable providers and comes as the industry remains under assault by streaming services. The transaction still needs regulatory approval. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is including $35 million in its 2025 fiscal year budget for harbor deepening at the Port of Brunswick. Middle Georgia Congressman Mike Collins, chair of the House committee that oversees the agency, announced the funding yesterday. State officials have long sought to deepen the harbor to help Brunswick, the nation's busiest port for auto and heavy equipment, compete for large ships. And peach season has arrived in Middle Georgia. GPB has a list of farmers where you can find the state's most famous fruit this summer at gpb.org/news. The University of Georgia's graduation ceremony may have been last Friday, but a video of one recent grad is striking a chord far beyond Athens. Grace Johnson, an advertising major from Woodstock, went viral for her stirring rendition of Georgia on My Mind at UGA's commencement ceremony last week.
Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through.
The performance, posted on the university's TikTok, has racked up more than 100,000 likes. Johnson posted on her own page to say thanks. She's been singing since childhood and may start posting more of her singing. And that is a wrap on a busy week of news. Thank you so much for tuning in. We really do appreciate having you as a listener. We're going to be back on Monday as well, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast and check gpb.org/news for the latest Georgia headlines. As we reported, the biolab plant in Conyers is going to be closing. Remember to check out Manufacturing Danger, a podcast hosted by GPB's Pamela Kirkland, all about problems with the biolab plant and its impact on the community. You can find Manufacturing Danger wherever you get your podcasts. If you've got feedback on this podcast, send it to us by email. The address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening, and have a great weekend.